This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
Today on the TMZ Podcast.
Hello and welcome to the TMZ Podcast. I'm Charlie Cotton, and joining me on the podcast today is our number one tour guide on the TMZ tour, Tish the Dish.
Good morning, Mr. Cotton.
How are you, Tish? You doing well?
I'm so excited. I'm good. I'm happy. It's spring. It's summer. The tours are busy.
Oh, really? How have the tours been? You seen anyone on board?
Oh, absolutely. We saw Lewis from The Real Housewives of New Jersey.
Oh, you're going to have to do better than that to impress me, to be honest. Lewis from the Real Housewives of New Jersey.
Well,
okay.
Well, he was married to, you know, the young lady that, you know, has been in and out of prison, and he's stuck by her. And
you're not impressing me. You need to seriously get back out on the bus, Tish. I'm sorry I asked.
No, don't be sorry. We did see Oliver Hudson, and we're going to talk about him today.
Oh, really?
And he, not only did we see him, he came on the bus, sat down, answered questions. So,
kissed a few ladies, maybe.
Well, definitely before he got married. Yeah, he was kissing some
ladies. That's a great segue, Tish. Thank you. Yeah, Kate Hudson's brother, Oliver, he admits to cheating on his wife, it sounds like plenty, before they got married, while they were engaged, and he has no regrets. So we'll talk about that. We're going to talk about Todd Chrisley. He's behind bars, can't catch a break. He's just been ordered to pay a massive sum to another person he wronged. Our almost new segment at the end, maybe the most sexually explicit segment we've done on the show thus far.
Right.
But to begin with, Romeo and Juliet is coming to stage in London, and it's starring Tom Holland and maybe an actress you haven't heard of. Her name is Frances Amawada Rivers, and she's black. And a lot of people aren't happy that Juliet is black. She's getting a lot of hate online. Mm-hmm. You know how online trolls be, especially racist ones.
Yes.
And they're saying, this is not right. We want our Juliet white.
Did we not go through this with the whole
Little Haley, Mermaid?
Yeah, Haley Bailey. I didn't want to get her confused with her sister. They're both very beautiful women. Mm. And we went through this. It's like we're talking about fictional characters. Mm. You know, it's like how much hate do you have in your heart that you're going to attack a real life person over a story, a fictional story.
Totally.
And she's a beautiful young lady. It's funny, again, I've always told you, whenever we have these conversations, it's like, call Tish.
Yeah, call Tish. We need some interracial knowledge.
100%. And I have experience in that. You know what I mean? I can speak from someone who's been in her situation, you know, not just performance-wise, growing up in the South and being in theater, mm-hmm. and you know, it wasn't very popular for people of color to be in certain roles. But again, we're taking it back to the fact that this is, you know, Tom Holland. Yeah. You know, this is a professional play. You know, it's just not cool.
I think it's because Tom Holland's so big; he's such a huge star as well, and Frances is an unknown as well. Like, she's been in one TV show that I can't even, she's not like a really famous actress either. And so I think people feel that she's an easier target as well because of that. It's not like, if it was Zendaya, mm-hmm. do you think there'd be the same sort of like online outrage if it was Tom Holland and Zendaya as Romeo and Juliet?
Of course not. First of all, they're a real life couple. So that dynamic would just be off the roof. First of all, let's just say it. But not only that, we know Zendaya. You know, what happened to people starting where they are, being a breakout star? Are we so that in culture that we can't allow people to emerge? And
this is just a play. like a blockbuster movie.
Right.
This is just a play in London. Like, do people really care? Like, yeah, just don't go and see it.
Well, again, we've talked about it. Online trolls, people who have nothing else better going on in their life than to sit there and attack people that you don't know and right. you'll never know. But I'm going to say this. I'm one of those people that are like, if you know who you are, don't subscribe and ascribe to the hate online. That whole going back and forth and arguing with people, like, I don't know why people do that. If I post something and somebody says something hateful, I just block them.
Right. Good. Do you think Tom Holland should speak out and support his co-star?
100%.
Right.
100%, because that'll help dull some of the noise. And in real life, let's just face it, Zendaya is biracial. Her father is black.
Yeah.
You know, he's dating a black woman.
Yeah.
I'm going to say it. You
know? That's right.
You're dating a black woman and a high profile black woman.
So he needs to stand up.
You absolutely need to stand up, because not just professionally are you in this situation, personally you are too.
Very interesting.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of the hunt. But are you getting the thrill of the best deals? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Macy's, Adidas, and Walmart, and even stack sales on top of cash back. It's easy to use, and you get your cash back through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. So download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten, Rakuten.
Okay, let's move on to our next story. God, this is an interesting one. Kate Hudson's brother is saying that he cheated on his wife. It sounds like a lot before he got married to her. Let's have a listen to some of what he said on his podcast with his sister. It's called, with Kate Hudson. It's called Sibling Rivalry, this podcast. Let's listen.
When I got engaged, something happened psychologically and I spiraled, you know what I mean? And I was unfaithful and I was cheating and I was crazy. And
oh my.
Yeah. And
she stuck with you?
Well, I never got caught. I told her everything because I couldn't live with myself. Do I regret it? I mean, no, I guess not.
It's hard to say. Right. Of course.
Well, I mean, he has been married to his wife now, Erin Bartlett, for like nearly 20 years. So whatever he was feeling in his head at the time, I guess he needed to get it all out. Or I think this is almost like a common thing that you see a lot of men like on bachelor's trips and, you know, going to Vegas with the boys before I get married. And I don't know if it's a trope or it's true, but apparently a lot of them cheat, you know what I mean? and so, like, I think this is not an uncommon thing. But then to admit it and say you got no regrets, I mean, I guess it worked out. He has a successful marriage. He's got kids with this woman now. What do you feel? Does it make him a bad man that he cheated on his fiance?
Well, there's so many layers to this. And first of all, I just want to commend you on how you went on your whole rant about men and their bachelor parties and how they do that.
Exactly.
You did not include yourself.
I went to the horse races at Santa Anita with my friends, with three or four friends.
You were not out cheating.
I was not. No, I mean,
we're clarifying
unless it was
that.
Like some jockey there that was like, no, of course not.
No, definitely a lot of layers to this. They were married in 2006. So I get it. You know what I mean? Nervous. You got jelly knees, or what is something that we say in the South. The fact that he's getting married, this is a lifelong commitment. I've been transparent with you. I've had my past life that I wasn't necessarily faithful.
Okay.
You know, and people make mistakes and we grow and develop. I will say that he should feel some kind of remorse. I mean, come on, you married this woman, you've had children with her. you deceived her, obviously, several times, to say that you don't feel bad at all, a little insensitive, in my opinion.
Yeah, I mean, I agree. He's just saying basically it worked out, that maybe if he hadn't have cheated on her while they're engaged, he would have cheated on her while they were married, and maybe they wouldn't have ended up having their kids. Is it because it's more... It's worse to cheat on your wife than your girlfriend or your fiancé.
Yes.
Is it, or is it the same? I don't know.
It's worse. I mean, it's all bad.
Yeah.
Don't cheat.
Exactly.
But definitely when you're making that commitment to a lifelong covenant of marriage, and we're one and now we're having kids, there's a part of me that kind of wonders on her side. I would like to hear back from her. Do you believe that he hasn't cheated while you guys were married?
Yeah, I mean, it begs the question that if you've got that thing in your head telling you, I'm stuck with one for the rest of my life, if you've got that thing in your head,
yes,
does it go away just with a little therapy and coming clean?
Well, the key thing, you did say therapy. So there's a lot of processing and growth and forgiveness and all that kind of stuff. But we're still human beings, you know, and you're still a woman. And no woman wants to know, you know, hey, you've asked me to marry you, but then you're out getting with Becky, Shelley,
totally.
Michelle,
totally.
You know, that's not cool.
Apparently Goldie Hawn was part of the, you know, talked them through it and helped like solve their problems after this had happened. So good on Goldie.
She seems like the coolest mom
doesn't
ever.
She?
Doesn't she?
Oh, I love Goldie Hawn.
I do too. Kurt, too.
She might be my whole pass, Goldie Hawn.
You've never said that before.
I don't know.
She fits your MO, though.
I mean, a little older than my MO. All right, on to our next story.
Yeah.
Todd Chrisley, he's behind bars. So is his wife, Julie. He's just been ordered to fork over $755,000 in a defamation lawsuit. So basically, when he was spiraling and it looked like he was going to get caught for his financial crimes. Mm-hmm. He still had a podcast and he still talked about people coming at him, trying to get their money back and that sort of stuff. So Georgia judge decided on last Thursday, that Chrisley must pay this lady named Amy Doherty Hines the money, which is for punitive damages and legal fees. He had accused her of a multitude of crimes and wrongdoing. And he repeated those false accusations, and basically he was being the criminal, accusing her of being the criminal.
Correct.
And just defaming her. So now, I don't know where, if he's got the money up his sleeve, or I doubt it. Hasn't he had to pay it all back already?
He has. And he's the IRS, you know, defrauding banks. You know, these are the allegations and the convictions that him and his wife both are serving time for. So it's just like, have you ever heard that expression, a hit dog hollers?
A hit dog hollers? No. What does that mean?
Okay, I keep forgetting my southern, you know, slang.
I'm from the southern hemisphere, so I'd say further away.
Yeah, no, just basically, if someone feels attacked, they're going to attack someone else,
okay,
you know?
Yeah.
And he, just the way he comes across, him and his wife, they really don't believe that they've done anything wrong. You know what I mean? And so it's easy for them to kind of cast stones or shift the blame onto someone else, or maybe try to bring someone else to look worse than what they supposedly look like.
Yeah, this lady was coming after them, and then they were sort of like coming after her in response,
right,
saying that she's corrupt, she's illegally accessing to try to some documents to try to get dirt on us. And she wasn't. She was playing it all, you know, fair and square.
Well,
and they just knew they were done.
Well, the judge obviously found him guilty of libel and you know, defamation. So there, in slander. So there you go. So obviously the ball was in her court and in her favor. The judge ruled for her. And hopefully this will help humble them a little bit. I know that they have a hearing coming up on April 19th in a few weeks here.
Right. Their daughter hopes that they'll be released then. I'm not so sure, but Savannah hopes they'll be. Apparently these two, Julie and Todd haven't spoken since they went first behind bars.
They don't need to talk.
Right.
They don't need to talk. He's doing enough talking.
True.
He needs to be quiet.
Okay, onto our almost news. This is like the Zapruder film, or like, this is, we have been picking apart this piece of video for days now because we have a new angle of Ricky Martin at a Madonna show that we've got written here proves he 100% had an erection. So we'll play it as we talk over it. Okay. But basically, there's a point in Madonna's show where she gets someone from the crowd to sit down and kind of rate the dancers. And Ricky did a whole lot more than just rate them. Because they're dancing up on him and their face is, you know, in his crutch and their crutch is in his crutch. And there's a lot of crutches around. And then you see him stand up.
Yeah.
And also he's gesturing to the crowd at the time. Like he's holding a pillow over his area.
Well, yeah.
It's just, you know who was in the crowd then as well at the time? Chris Rock was in the crowd. Alex Rodriguez is in the crowd. Yeah. And Ricky Martin, who's like newly single, seemed to be having the time of his life.
Well, he's living la vida loca.
He really is. He really
you
is.
You know, and I'm not mad at him. I mean, you know, he's obviously, you know, gay. And you have these two hot dancers that are dancing very provocative and erotic. You know, that's, yeah, that looks like a fun night in West Hollywood.
Yeah, it does. I mean,
Madonna
gets other people up to do this, and the dancers don't go as hard as they went for
Ricky. It's Ricky Martin.
He must have given them some sort of green light to, like, yeah, have at it.
Probably, and not only that, he is an icon. He's been around since Menudo. He's been a sex symbol for men and women for many, many, many years.
You had a crush on him in Menudo.
I did. Silver Spoons. This is before your time, but they were a guest on there with Ricky Schroeder and Alfonso Ribeiro.
When Ricky Martin finally came out, were you just like, oh.
I was one of those.
You were disappointed for yourself?
Actually, why do you have to bring up the trauma? And it was during Living La Vida Loca, you know, when he came out with that. Yeah. So it was heartbreaking. But you know what? As long as he's happy and apparently he's living his best life.
Yeah, he's very happy.
Who am I to hold him back?
Absolutely. Okay, Tish. Thank you very much for joining me. Always fun when you're here.
It's always have a good time. Thank you guys so much for letting me come and play with you guys.
Of course. Good luck on the tour. And thank you very much for listening, everybody. We'll see you tomorrow. Goodbye.